What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also, you know, validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about if you are thinking about breaking no contact with your narcissist, watch this video. This video is for you. This video is for the people who are on the cusp of reaching, like you have your phone in your hand and you got the damn shakes and you want to reach out to them, you want to contact them, you want to just message them back. This video is for you, directly for you. And if you think about going no contact and you worried about reaching out to them, this video, y'all can replay, you can save it, interact with it so you can come back and see the comments and whatnot. Matter of fact, put how many days that you've been no contact in the comment section. If you already no contact, if you haven't started no contact, don't be ashamed. Let's say it. Put how many days? 1 day. 1 hour. If you've just been no contact for 2 hours, say that. Put it in there, y'all. Sometimes when you go no contact, you have to build up to it. 1 hour, like to get to 1 day, you have to go through 1 hour, don't you?
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You can't skip over the first 5, 6, 7 hours, 10 hours, 24 hours. You can't skip to get to the 1 day, which is 24 hours, to get to 1 day no contact, which is 24 hours. You have to go through the first 23 hours, right? You can't skip over them. You have to go through it. You have to go through them. You have to go through the first 60 minutes. You have to go through the first 20 minutes. You have to go through the decision. The first thing you got to do is go through the decision to go no contact and whatnot. You have to be able to do that. You literally have to. Because if you don't, you lose. I promise you. You see what I'm saying? A lot of times in these situations. Sorry, I got distracted. My dog is barking at nothing, of course. But this is how it happens, though. You have to make the decision. The decision comes first before anything. You know, dealing with narcissistic people, the decision to go no contact comes first. You know, so if you're already no contact and you're thinking about, no matter how long you've been no contact, if you're thinking about reaching out right now or you're thinking about responding to something, like you got them blocked everywhere, right? You have them blocked everywhere. There's no access or whatever. If you have kids, I know it's different. it's different a lot of times. They find a way to reach out to you. And you thinking about responding. They sent you a text message that's telling you everything that you've been asking them, everything that you've been begging them for, everything that you've been pleading for them to do for the last 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. You finally got this in the email, in text message form, on a Cash App message. Ask yourself this question right here. Why did it take so long? Why now? Why now? Why not before you decided to leave? Whether you told them that you were leaving or not, why didn't they do this before you decided to leave? Why did they wait till now when you're gone? Why now? This is a question you're asking yourself. Don't ask them. This is not something that you have to send to them. This is asking yourself right here. Don't respond to them. If they send you a message, email, somehow leave you a voicemail telling you everything that you wanted to hear, ask yourself right now. Why now? Those two words right there. Why now? Because ask yourself, why now? Because they didn't think that they were going to lose you. They treated you horribly for X amount of time and thought you were going to put up with it. Maybe you have been putting up with it for a long time, but no more. No more. It stops right now. The buck stops here. So why right now? Why did they wait right now to reach out to you when they could have did it 6 months ago? When they could have said this a year ago? When they saw that you were unhappy? When they were treating you badly? Why didn't they do it then? Because they thought you were okay with their toxic, abusive, narcissistic behaviors. They thought you were okay with it. Now that you're not okay with it, now they're, oh, please come home. Oh, please, I'll go to therapy. Oh, please, we both made mistakes. Oh, please, I'm going to move on. Oh, please, let's take that trip. Oh, please, I'll buy you that necklace. Oh, please, I'll propose to you. Oh, please, let's get married. Oh, please, why didn't you do this before? These are the pertinent questions to helping you heal right here. When you think about breaking no contact and you look at that phone and you listen to a message, you shouldn't listen to a voicemail. Somehow if they get through to you, it's not breaking no contact, y'all. That's just them being obsessive and still trying to control your life and not wanting to let you go. Still, they're still disrespecting your boundaries. Think about that right there too. Not just why now. Is the fact that they can't, even you ask this person for some space or something like that, they're still disrespecting your boundaries. If you've blocked them on everything, them circumventing your block is them violating your boundaries still. They still don't have respect for your boundaries. They didn't have respect for the boundaries while y'all were together or in this relationship space, whatever dynamic you were, could be your parent, could be your friend, could be whoever. They didn't respect the boundaries while you were still communicating with them. Now, they still don't respect them right now when the communication has stopped. This is a sign that a lot of people, when you're in it, you don't see it this way. But I'm a narcissist. I know. I understand it right now. And I've helped so many people understand it as well. Like, this is still them violating their boundary. Yes. Yes. You with no contact. And yes, they no contact is a boundary, y'all. No contact is like build. No contact is building a barrier around your life. It's like digging a dam. Like you are a castle. You are no contact. Just digging a moat around the castle. You know, the body of water that people dig around the castle to make it harder to get in. You dug a moat. You built up these walls and they still send a carrier pigeon over there to contact you. They're still violating your boundaries. They're still doing it. This is still a violation of your boundaries. It doesn't seem like it, doesn't feel like it, but it still is. It's still an abject violation of your boundaries. It doesn't seem like it, but because you're not thinking in that space, but it is. The fact that you got them blocked on every single thing and they still didn't take the hit, they still are not respecting you. So think about it like that. Why now? And they're still violating my boundaries. And the fact, and look, here's number three right here, y'all. Not only do you have to ask yourself the question, why now? And then also understand that they're still violating your boundaries and still disrespecting your boundaries. When they send you everything that you've been asking them to do, that's a sign that they knew what you wanted and they still withheld it from you. Think about that right there. It's still manipulative. It shows you that they knew how to make you happy. They knew what you wanted for a long time. And now they want to do it. That shows you that they knew how to make you happy and they actively chose not to. Because you're no contact, right? You're not telling them what you want to need anymore. You're no contact, right? You're not telling them how to make you happy. So guess what? When they send you this message saying, hey, let's take that trip we've been wanting to go to or go on for years. Why now? Look, they're still manipulative. They're still manipulative. Not only is it a why now, it's still violating your boundaries and it's still doing the same thing. That's what I'm telling y'all. You have to be as strong as you possibly can. You have to. There's still manipulation. There's still them showing you that they could have made you happy the whole time. They were actively choosing not to. And yes, there's a whole different dynamic inside the narcissist's brain. Like, I know how to make you happy, but something in me is not letting me do it. I know how to make you happy. I know what makes you happy. That's how we got here, right? That's how we got in this relationship, right? Because at one time before, I knew how to make you happy, right? One time before, I knew how to make you happy, correct? So you see this space, you see this dynamic, and you understand, like, at one point in time, I knew how to make you happy, and right now, somehow, I don't. You know? I knew how to make you happy in the beginning of the relationship. It transitioned to me not making you happy. And now we're right back at me knowing how to make you happy and trying to do the same thing. That shows you, y'all, a choice. You can look at it like this. They were making the choice to neglect you. They were making the choice to devalue you. Tell yourself that right there. If you're thinking about picking that phone up and calling them back or looking for an explanation, they are not going to give you the answers that you want. They're not going to give you the answers that you need. You don't need closure. You do not need closure. Closure was when you decided to go no contact. That's the closure right there. That's literally you shutting. This is one, this is my self-love journal right here. That's literally you right here. You at the end of your book. This is the relationship right here. This is your closure. The end of the relationship. Boom. And now you shut it. That's the closure right here. You see how your relationship is a book, right? Your relationship is a book. Y'all have been writing. This is your book. You've been writing in this book the whole time, right? You get to the end, and this is what closure looks like, y'all. Boom. That's you closing the book up. Okay, I'm going no contact. The end. Boom. That's what you need to do right there. That's your closure right there. You don't need closure. You don't need explanation. That's your closure right there. You, like I say, they decided to treat you badly. They made the active decision to treat you this way. To make you feel this way. They made the active decision to do that. So now you're making the active decision to take your power back, to strip the power away from them and give it to yourself. Because that's what no contact is. No contact is being stronger. The longer you're no contact, the stronger you get. And if you have fallen off the no contact wagon before, get back on it and ride the damn bus. Close the book. This is not a part two. You're not writing a part two. You're not writing a part two to the book. You're not writing a part two, three, four, five. This is the last time you're going no contact. We're not picking the damn phone up anymore. For what? What can they give you that they didn't give you now? But Lee, I put so much time into it. So did they. They put so much time into neglect you and make you feel this way. How much more time do you need to give them? But Lee, what if they get better? What if they want to heal? You don't have to give them the time to heal. That is not a prerequisite to growth and change and healing. That is not a prerequisite to reconciliation. Give me time to grow. You got to give me time. You didn't give me time. Yeah, you gave them enough time. You gave them enough time. They took their mask off and now they're trying to put it back on. They took the mask off. You didn't like what you saw. So you decided to go no contact and cut it to the end. And this is how we got to where we are right now. You're stronger than you think you are. You're more powerful than you think you are. But you have to believe. I can say that all I want to, y'all, but you have to believe it. You have to believe it. You see what I'm saying? You have to believe it. And anytime you feel like, okay, I got to call them. I got to text them. Don't do it. Why? What are you going to get from it? You're going like, I talked to a woman. Shout out to Sabrina. She put me on this right here. It's called pain shopping. You're shopping for pain. You know what they're going. You know who they are. You know what you're going to get. You understand the dynamic. Stop pain shopping. Now we're going shopping for healing. We're shopping for healing. We're shopping for growth. We're shopping for self-love and self-worth. That's why I have the self-love journal. That's on Amazon. Lee Hammack Self-Love. Check that out. Empower yourself. Y'all. I want y'all to win, but you have to want to win more than I do. You done? Yeah. Okay. She's done, y'all. So I have to hop off of here. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all so much. Like and subscribe. And anytime you need to come back to this video, come back to this video. Watch it again. Watch it again. Watch it again. Watch it again. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thanks for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, check out joining the channel memberships for behind-the-scenes perks, priority responses to the comments, and a few other things. Link in the description of every single video I do. Thank you so much.